welcome everybody. We have entered the house of the Lord, even in this technological environment, and every voice should sing out in praise. Let every heart beat with love and adoration. We have entered the house of the Lord, the gateway to peace, the gateway to peace and blessed fulfillment. And we're going to begin our service by singing this hymn, King of Kings, Majesty, God of Heaven, living in me.
God of heaven, living in me, gentle Savior, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me falls at your throne,
your majesty.
Lord, we are grateful for this new day of praise and worship. Your goodness enriches life. Your truth makes our quest for understanding worthwhile. And your victory over death has given meaning to our own struggle for health and happiness. O grant that this day, O God, our activity and energy may be pleasing in your sight. May our appreciation of beauty be deepened. And may our capacity for strong love and peace be enlarged. Lord, on this morning, which is another celebration of resurrection, we think of family and loved ones who are separated from us by geography. We pray that your protective care may shield from harm all whom we love. May our children, parents, grandchildren and all the circle of brothers and sisters know that your love is stronger than death, and may they succeed in their quest for happy, wholesome lives. Amen. We sing again, how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure.
Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought is
reading this morning is from Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 9, and Stephanie's going to read for us.
Then Jesus told this story. A man planted a fig tree in his garden, and came again and again to see if there was any fruit on it. But he was always disappointed. Finally, he said to his gardener, "I've waited 3 years and there hasn't been a single fig. Cut it down. It's just taking up space in the garden." The gardener answered, "Sir, give it one more chance. Leave it another year, and I'll give it a special attention and plenty of fertilizer. If we get figs next year, fine. If not, then you can cut it down. Thanks be to God for his word."
Let us pray. O God, our refuge and strength, you have been a very present help in trouble when your people cry out for rescue and deliverance. Your mercy never fails, and your loving kindness is a rock to stand upon amid sinking sand. Once again, in this moment of need, come to our aid, we pray. Some of us are sick or infirm, surrounded by family and those who love us, but unable to rally toward health and wholeness without help from you. Others of us are stalked by economic disaster and haunted by worry, knowing that our lives do not consist in the things we possess. We yet find our minds preoccupied with worries about money. You feed the birds of the air and clothe the lilies of the field, but we are timid to trust you for the necessities of living. Still others of us are lonely or afraid of the unknown, cut off by circumstances from family and companions in whom we have invested love and trust over the years. We find ourselves alone in a gathering gloom. O divine Redeemer, breathe the new life and power of your Spirit once more upon this needy congregation. Bind up that which is broken. Anoint the wounds of anger and resentment. Still the troubled waters of spirit and mind for all who lift their eyes to heaven this day. May we all know the joy and deep exaltation of your Spirit, not only in worship this morning, but through all the days of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
We sing again, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me."
Thank you.
message this morning is brought to us by Mark Jones, who has chosen the hymns and reading for us. So I will now hand over to Mark. He has some slides he's asked me to show during his talk. So Mark, if you sort of indicate by raising your hand or saying when you want to move on to the next slide. I hope I've got them in an order that's appropriate for you.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Adrian. Some words from 1 Peter. Praise be to God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Resurrection. This is the season of resurrection. This is the day of resurrection, Sunday. And there's a resurrection all around. And I've just sent Adrian a few pictures of some of the resurrection in our garden. These are the hostas coming up about 2 weeks ago. And there'll be more pictures just coming through Adrian when after every so often. But spring is a hopeful time, isn't it? It's a hopeful time of year. There's lots of new life. There's abundant life, even in areas of the garden where we don't plan it. Early flowers and blossom, new shoots, new signs and new life, reminders of resurrection. And it's no coincidence that Easter is a time when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, is now the time when we can see new life all around us. The most hopeful time of year. And this year in particular, signs of hope, promises of resurrection are perhaps even more relevant than ever before in our lifetimes. Jesus talks of resurrection. In that passage from Luke, there's just this small parable. And Jesus' stories, particularly in Luke, range from everything from lost sheep to lost coins to prodigal sons to knowing who our neighbour is. These are some of the big stories, but this little story is one which perhaps we might trip over and not notice. And I've been inspired by a book by Eugene Peterson, best known for his version of the Bible in the Message, in a book which is called The Word Made Flesh. And some of his reflections I'm sharing with you this morning. So this little story, just four verses of chapter 13 of Luke, is about a barren fig tree and the landowner and the gardener. And the way Eugene Peterson opens this story up, it's a story also about hope and about resurrection. The man's first thought is that the tree is a waste of space. Cut it down, he says. The barren fig tree isn't working. It's unproductive. Cut it down. Strange, isn't it? We know about stories from Jesus, but they're not really about fig trees or banquets or sheep or prodigals. They're about relationships. So perhaps the barren tree is about some of our relationships which aren't working, about neighbours that we don't get along with. Perhaps the barren tree are family members we don't understand, people in church that do things differently. And on a larger scale, the fig tree could be a nation we don't get along with. So to cut it down is a drastic step. It means to kill it. So we might be going to war with that country, or deciding not to speak to that neighbour ever again, or avoiding contact with that strange person in church. The gardener's wise words are the key to this story. Leave it alone, let it be. Put your axe down, Jesus says, and give it some fertilizer and see what happens. And of course, in those days, fertilizer didn't come from Fison's or Grow More. It was the manure and the organic waste matter that created fertilizer, something we're rediscovering with chemical-free gardening now. God has a special genius for creating life out of death, most obviously in Jesus himself and in the resurrection of Lazarus and other stories we know of people coming back to life in scripture. But in other areas, there's resurrection too. Abraham and Sarah were childless. Sarah was described as barren, but through them, a whole nation is born. The relationship between Jacob and Esau, also in Genesis, is reconciled after an encounter with God. Peter is reconciled to the resurrected Jesus by the lakeside after he denies him and wonders where that relationship is going. God has a special genius for creating life out of death. And Adrian, there's probably a slide coming up of my compost bin. I don't know whether you want it. There it is. There's my compost bin. You think, well, what's this got to do with resurrection? Well, the compost bin and the leaf mould clamp next to it are small examples of this. Leaves collected in the autumn take a year to turn into leaf mould and a further few months to improve the texture and fertility of the soil. And the same with the compost. Another personal example in the Garden of Resurrection. I was hunting around for some seeds and I rummaged around in the shed and found this packet of seeds. It's dated 2013 with a use-by date of 2017. Actually, I bought these in Latvia. You may not be able to see, but it's a Latvian word on the front, meaning courgette or marrow or zucchini. And I planted or sowed some of these seeds, hopefully with a certain amount of faith, on the 27th of March. And now we have a baby plant ready in a couple more weeks to plant out. I wasn't sure whether to keep those seeds. In fact, if I'd been a little bit more efficient in my clearing out last year, I would have probably thrown them away. But needs must, not being able to get out to the garden centre, and with some secondhand compost and other secondhand materials, that seed has turned into new life. It took a bit of faith. It took a little bit of compost, but we have new life from something which could have been otherwise dead. Manure is the stuff of resurrection. It's a patient business. It's not an overnight solution, and it's not always successful. Nurturing a relationship takes time and patience, but a restored, resurrected relationship is a sign of new life. It's a sign of a blessing from the kingdom of God and a measure of hope in difficult times. So if we're tempted to cut it down, to end a relationship which is difficult. Jesus' words to let it alone and to nurture it and to have patience and see what happens, maybe a message for us all today. And a message of hope, for resurrection isn't just a bodily resurrection, it's a resurrection of relationships. It's a resurrection of hope for us all. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you for the relationships that we cherish, those near to us who support us and encourage us. And we thank you for relationships of the past which perhaps aren't as strong as they might have been once. Help us, Lord, to think of those who it might be difficult to get on with. Help us to attempt to rejuvenate those relationships which are difficult, so that once more a fruitful relationship honouring you might be there for us to enjoy. Thank you, Lord, that your resurrection gives us hope. We bless you and we praise you. Amen.
We're now going to sing again. The hymn is, "Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, you travelled through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick were made well. Come to our aid now, in the midst of the global spread of the coronavirus, that we may experience your healing love. Heal those who are sick with the virus. May they regain their strength and health through quality medical care. Heal us from our fear, which prevents nations from working together and our neighbours from helping one another. Heal us from our pride, which can make us claim invulnerability to a disease that knows no borders. Jesus Christ, healer of all, stay by our side in this time of uncertainty and sorrow. Be with those who have died from the virus. May they be at rest with you in your eternal peace. Be with the families of those who are sick or have died. As they worry and grieve, defend them from illness and despair. May they know your peace. Be with the doctors, nurses, researchers and all medical professionals who seek to heal and to help those affected and who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection and peace. Be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and true concern for the well-being of the people they are meant to serve. Give them the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for or prevent future outbreaks. May they know your peace as they work together to achieve it on earth. Whether we are home or abroad, surrounded by many people suffering from this illness, or only a few, Jesus Christ, stay with us as we endure and mourn. Persist and prepare. In place of our anxiety, give us peace. Jesus Christ, heal us. As we say together the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed
be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread,
and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For the kingdom is the power
and glory are yours,
now
and forever. Amen.
We now sing our final hymn. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me.
Jesus found me far.
It's the same verse we've got in our bell.
That went astray through his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. Days of darkness still come on me, sorrow's past.
You sent your Son into the world that we might live through him. May we abide in his risen life so that we love one another as he first loved us and know the fullness of God. Now let us say the grace together. The grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The love of God.
The love of God.
The fellowship
of the Holy
Spirit.
The
soul
of
the evermore.
Amen.
Just to say as we finish that our daily morning prayers, we're just going to hold them on Monday, Wednesday and Friday this week. Everybody is welcome to join with us, and we will have another Sunday service.
11 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah.
And they've got another Sunday service next week.
Yeah. This week, tomorrow. So it'll be Monday, Wednesday and Friday this week. And we now encourage everybody to say hello and farewell to each other, to each other as we would. As we finish a morning service.
Oh, hello there, goodbye as well.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Lewis. Hi, Janet.
Bye.
Hi.
Thanks, Adrian. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. I'm on the room.
Bye.
And me.
I'm